Brooklyn's Radio believes your health matters.
I'm in the studio today with Martin Thomas, who's part of the Healing Trust. Good afternoon, Martin.
Good afternoon, Jill. Pleasure to be with you.
Oh, it's lovely to have you in the studio today. Martin, maybe you can tell us a little bit about your background and how you got into energy healing.
Yes, I'd be pleased to, Jill. My mum was chronically ill when I was a little toddler, so I remember my mum getting distant healing from a sanctuary called the Harry Edwards Sanctuary as a child, and I remember how eagerly anticipated those letters were and how much difference they seemed to make to my mum's health. So I was brought up with it, and I'd had healing during my life myself when I felt I needed it, when I had illnesses that didn't seem to be responding to normal medical treatment in the right way, and I found it remarkably beneficial. So when I took early retirement, it was a golden opportunity for me to sort of pursue my interest in it, and I did. I qualified as a healer, and I now work with the National Federation of Spiritual Healers, as they used to be called, the Healing Trust, as they are now.
Okay, and what is energy healing?
Yes, it's the most often asked question, and it's a difficult one to answer because the fact is we don't really know. We know how to channel this energy, and we know that it works, but what we don't know exactly is why it works. Not yet anyway, but hopefully at some stage in the future, the scientific community will be able to tell us. So what we do is to, the key to it seems to be the intent of the person projecting the healing. That's the key. So although we have a sequence and a method by which we standardize the process of healing so that anybody coming to a healing center anywhere in the country will receive a very similar healing experience, the intent of the healer is the key to it, it seems.
Okay. Okay, that makes sense, doesn't it? Because you're sort of projecting your own energy into the person and maybe the energy... No?
Not quite, no. I only just pull you up there because it's not actually the healer's own energy. We don't believe it is anyway. We believe that there is some other energy, some external energy source that we don't fully understand yet, but that is able to be influenced, directed, channeled, focused, whatever words you want to use. Yeah. But we believe it's the healer is kind of controlling an external energy and focusing it on the person that's coming to receive the benefit.
Okay.
That's how our speculation as to how it works.
Yeah, there is a great book called The Intention Experiment by Lynn McTaggart. And she explains in their experiments that have been run with people all over the place, but all focusing on the same plant or the same picture of a plant or something from all sorts of areas, and how amazingly it works. And I find it all just incredible. I absolutely love it. I think it's wonderful.
There are literally thousands, probably tens of thousands of books about the various forms of energy channeling and the different ways in which it can be used.
Yeah.
But yes, obviously the application to healing is the one of most interest to us as humans.
Yeah, absolutely. So do you need to be ill to benefit from healing?
No, that's another good question, and you don't. And actually, if you think about, no matter how healthy and well you are, you always are capable of being better, even better, let's say.
Yes.
So obviously, most of the clients, as we call them, we don't call them patients because some of the people aren't ill.
Yes.
But most of the clients that visit us do present with an illness of some sort. Sometimes it's a physical illness. Sometimes it could be a mental in origin or even an emotional upset.
Mm-hmm.
But healing seems to work better on all three levels, and yes, the anecdotal evidence is that it works.
Yeah. Well, I know certainly I came and had a healing at the centre you have in Weybridge, just below the studios, and just found it was so relaxing and just very beneficial.
Mm-hmm.
It's if anyone out there is worried about it or frightened about it, don't be. You know, you need to go and experience this yourself to try it out. What, maybe you can explain to us what happens at a healing session?
Yeah, it's pretty straightforward, really. Some healing centres, like the Weybridge one downstairs, you have the opportunity to lie on a couch In the healing centre I work in Ashford, Middlesex, we do chair healing, where the client is just sitting in a normal chair. We have, as I mentioned earlier on, a sort of set sequence as to how we go about the process. But the first and most important thing to mention is that it is essentially non-contact healing. So there's no massaging in any way. Mm-hmm. But we do start and finish the healing in the same place, on the shoulders of the individual, so that they know when the healing is starting and finishing. Yes. It takes about half an hour, but the key to it really is the chat that the healer and the client have to start with, just to find out what the condition is and what sort of improvement the client is looking for. Then the healer will sort of tune themselves in, calm themselves down, focus on what they're trying to do, which is to channel an energy, an external energy. Mm-hmm. And then we start by directing it to the seven chakras,
yeah.
Which I imagine some of your listeners will know about. They're believed to be sort of energy sensitive spots, not dissimilar to acupuncture spots, mm-hmm. shall we say, not dissimilar to that on the body. There are seven key ones that we sort of channel the energy to first, and we do that by just placing our hand over that spot on the body, maybe 6 inches away.
Mm-hmm.
And then we work through what we call the circuit, which is going through the nodes of the arms and the legs, again with the hands just a few inches above the body. We then go down to the foot. We kind of ground one foot, sort of allowing any should we say any unhelpful energies to be flowing into Mother Earth, to be broken down into their elemental form. That's the thought we have. Mm-hmm. We then do the same the other side, grounding the other foot, and then we come back behind the patient where we start, normally behind the head, place the hands on the individual's shoulders to give them the signal to gently come back. Mm-hmm. And as the sort of part of the final process, we will maybe send up a thought to say that the healing will continue, and that the client will be sort of protected in a spiritual sense, shall we say, so that they are not open and vulnerable to any sort of emotional sensitivities. They're more emotionally protected, is the thought that we're projecting.
Yeah. Okay. That sounds well, you know, I've experienced it, so it is fascinating, and it is a nice thought that they'll find scientifically how it works.
It's an exciting prospect, isn't it?
Yes, yes. Because I believe we're all connected energetically anyway, and it's just someone finding that absolute proof to make everyone else believe it too.
Yes, well, there are leads, because we've already discovered magnetism, which is sort of force at a distance, and the universal, gravitational force, which Sir Isaac Newton discovered about.
Yes.
So we are aware that energy and force can exist at a distance. The scientific community knows about those. So there is a sort of a lead in, so maybe they will eventually. But unfortunately, they don't seem to be very interested in it, because they can't explain it. They seem to then reject it, which is such a shame, because although the evidence is, there's masses of anecdotal evidence, I mean, it and some scientific evidence too now, there is some, but the overwhelming feedback we get, and I will say it that way, is that it is beneficial.
Yes.
You know, almost everybody feels instantly calmer, more relaxed, more kind of in contact with their inner being, let's say.
Yeah.
And invariably we hear that the client has slept very well the night they had the healing. That's another very common feedback. And then those are relatively peripheral, one might say. But the core to it is also that we do invariably get very good feedback about the condition that was presented,
yes,
however serious or not it was.
And I think sometimes just remembering to keep thinking yourself well can help as well. I've just realized we are a little bit short on time, so perhaps you can talk very quickly. Do people need to attend a session, or are there other ways that they can get healing?
Yes, amazingly, it does seem to be as effective even if the person requesting the healing isn't present with the healer. Good, you know, we don't know how this works, but it does seem to work. So the distant healing method, which you're referring to there, Jill, is effective, where the person requesting healing will write or email in to the healer. The healer will do exactly the same as if they were in the room with the client. So they'd be tuning in, projecting their healing thoughts at the time they're asking the client to be kind of relaxed and calm wherever they are in the world.
Yes.
It doesn't seem to have any geographical limits, amazingly.
No. And as I say, I've read books that sort of explain this too. So maybe I can ask you to give me some details of how people can find out more.
Yes. Well, the phone number for the Weybridge Healing Centre, should I?
Yes, please.
Go through that? That's probably the best place to start. Mobile number is 0797 439390.
Brilliant.
And the website for the Healing Trust is another great place to start, www.thehealingtrust.org.uk. And if you go onto that website and put in your postcode, you will be directed to the nearest Healing Trust centre to wherever you live. And there are about 40-odd up and down the country, so it is a national network. And all the healers that are healing under the Healing Trust banner are all volunteers. They're all giving their time freely.
Yeah.
And it is always free of charge. We take donations because usually we're renting a room to actually hold the healing. So we do have costs, but not paying the healers.
Okay, that's fantastic. Fascinating, Martin. Thank you so much for coming in to talk to us today.
It's been a real pleasure, Jill, and thank you very much for your interest in the Healing Trust.
Thank you. That was Martin Thomas talking to us today about the Healing Trust and energy healing.
Brooklyn's Radio believes your health matters.